Down syndrome is one of the most recognized chromosomal conditions, impacting millions globally. It holds a complex physiological basis, a storied history, and is surrounded by various myths and misconceptions. In this episode, we'll dive into the biology of Down syndrome, explore its origins, address common myths, and uncover interesting facts and anecdotes about the condition. Welcome back to Health Square, where we break down complex health topics into easy-to-understand discussions. I'm Bills, and today we're focusing on Down syndrome, a condition that's often understood but still shrouded in mystery for many. We'll explore everything from its genetic underpinnings to its societal impacts while debunking myths along the way. Plus, we'll include some intriguing historical details and stories of well-known individuals related to this condition. The physiology of Down syndrome. Down syndrome, medically termed trisomy 21, occurs due to the presence of an extra chromosome 21. Typically, humans have 23 pairs of chromosomes, but in people with Down syndrome, chromosome 21 is duplicated, resulting in 3 copies. This additional genetic material affects the body's development both physically and mentally, causing the traits and health conditions associated with the disorder. Physically, individuals with Down syndrome often exhibit certain distinct features, such as a flatter facial profile, upward slanting eyes, smaller ears, a short neck, and low muscle tone, known as hypotonia. Many also have shorter than average height and a single deep crease across the center of the palm, commonly referred to as the simian crease. Cognitively, Down syndrome is associated with mild to moderate developmental delays, affecting memory, speech, and learning. Most children with Down syndrome will learn to walk, talk, and read, but often achieve these milestones at a slower pace than their peers. With the proper support, individuals with Down syndrome can attend school, work, and live fulfilling lives within their communities. The health risks associated with Down syndrome. In addition to cognitive delays, individuals with Down syndrome often face increased health risks. Congenital heart defects are found in nearly half of all babies born with Down syndrome, making heart conditions one of the most common medical concerns. Early detection and treatment have significantly improved outcomes for these children. Respiratory issues are also common, as is a higher likelihood of developing ear infections due to the anatomical structure of the ear and nasal passages. These ear infections, if frequent, can sometimes result in hearing loss. Thyroid disorders, particularly hypothyroidism, are frequently diagnosed in people with Down syndrome. Additionally, their immune systems tend to be weaker, leaving them more susceptible to infections. One of the more concerning long-term risks is the early onset of Alzheimer's disease. Individuals with Down syndrome are far more likely to develop Alzheimer's at an earlier age compared to the general population, likely due to the presence of extra amyloid precursor protein gene found on chromosome 21. History and awareness of Down syndrome. The condition was named after British physician John Langdon Down, who first categorized it in 1866, though the chromosomal cause was not identified until 1959 by Dr. Jérôme Lejeune, a French geneticist. Before this discovery, those with Down syndrome were often misunderstood and stigmatized. In the early 20th century, it was unfortunately common for individuals with Down syndrome to be institutionalized. Public perception started to shift dramatically as medical understanding improved and awareness increased. In modern times, advocacy for people with Down syndrome has grown considerably. For example, in 1984, Chris Burke, an actor with Down syndrome, made history by starring in the TV show Life Goes On. His role helped to change societal perceptions of people with disabilities, showing the world that those with Down syndrome are capable of much more than previously assumed. Myths and misconceptions. One of the most persistent myths about Down syndrome is that individuals with the condition are perpetually happy and cheerful. While many people with Down syndrome do have a positive outlook, they experience a full range of emotions, just like everyone else. Another misconception is that people with Down syndrome cannot live independent lives. While Down syndrome does involve cognitive challenges, with proper education, therapy, and support, many individuals with the condition hold jobs, live semi-independently, and build meaningful relationships. The success of public figures with Down syndrome, such as Pablo Pineda, a teacher and actor from Spain who holds a university degree, further dismantles this stereotype. A more harmful myth is the belief that Down syndrome is caused by something the parents did or didn't do during pregnancy. This is entirely untrue. Down syndrome occurs randomly due to a genetic error during cell division and can happen to anyone, regardless of lifestyle, ethnicity, or socioeconomic status. Famous incidents and noteworthy individuals. While it's important not to single out people based on their conditions, the accomplishments of individuals with Down syndrome help to inspire and raise awareness. Karen Gaffney, a long-distance swimmer with Down syndrome, has become a global advocate for inclusion. She successfully swam the English Channel as part of a relay team, demonstrating that no challenge is too great. In terms of infamous incidents, societies in the past used to discriminate heavily against individuals with Down syndrome. Eugenics programs in the early 20th century, particularly in the United States and parts of Europe, sought to sterilize individuals with the condition to prevent them from having children. These discriminatory practices serve as a reminder of how far societal understanding has come and how much further it needs to go in promoting acceptance and inclusion. Types of Down syndrome. It's important to understand that not all cases of Down syndrome are the same. There are three types. Trisomy 21, which accounts for about 95% of cases, is where every cell in the body has three copies of chromosome 21. Mosaic Down syndrome is much rarer, where only some cells have the extra chromosome, leading to milder symptoms in some cases. Lastly, translocation Down syndrome occurs when part of chromosome 21 becomes attached to another chromosome. This can be inherited and occurs in about 4% of cases. Interesting facts about Down syndrome. One lesser-known fact is that individuals with Down syndrome have a lower incidence of certain types of cancer, particularly solid tumors like breast and colon cancer. Researchers believe this may be due to the presence of extra genes on chromosome 21 that help protect against cancer cell formation. Another fascinating aspect is the impact of music and art therapy on individuals with Down syndrome. These therapies have been shown to enhance cognitive skills, reduce anxiety, and improve overall mental health, offering alternative ways to foster development outside of traditional educational settings. Conclusion: dispelling myths and embracing diversity. Down syndrome is a condition steeped in complexity and history. By understanding the physiological underpinnings and the real challenges people face, we can break down misconceptions and foster a more inclusive society. From the groundbreaking work of John Langdon, Down, to the incredible achievements of modern advocates like Karen Gaffney, the world has made great strides in recognizing the contributions and potential of individuals with Down syndrome. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided a deeper understanding of Down syndrome, dispelled some common myths, and given you a more informed view on how we can support individuals with this condition. If you found this episode helpful, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Until next time, take care.